The S&P 500 closed above 3,300 for the first time. So what's fueling the surge? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 16th day of January, and coming to you from lovely but cloudy Maricopa, Arizona. In other business news, missing money in Mexico, Meghan and Harry and the Canadian brand, Bose is giving up on retail. We'll check the market report and have a story about young men wanting Botox. Speaking of looking good, Kelsey Zeman from Kelsey Zeman Artistry is in for the interview. We'll be talking about beauty, design, and her new business of cosmetics and the hardware that goes with it. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines from Maricopa, Arizona, out here on assignment. And what a place it is. We are at the Ak Chin, a Harrah's Casino, for the next couple of days, talking about agriculture and business and all kinds of things related to not only this part of the country, but all over the United States. We'll have upcoming reports on all of this as the weeks go by. Well, there was some solid economic data out this morning. That and some amazing earnings from J.P. Morgan Chase moved the S&P 500 above 3,300 for the first time in history. Morgan Stanley's three main businesses, investment management, wealth management, and trading, all produced more revenue than expected in the previous quarter. The company's stock jumped by more than 6.5%. Other bank stocks, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, followed Morgan Stanley higher. Strong economic data also lifted sentiment on Wall Street. Weekly jobless claims unexpectedly dropped by 10,000 to 204,000. Economists polled by Reuters expected a print of 216,000. Meanwhile, retail sales climbed by 0.3% in December, matching expectations. We'll have a look at all the numbers in just a bit. You know, there's something brewing south of the border. About this time last year, more than 50 retirees in San Miguel de Allende, most of them American, found their Monex savings and brokerage accounts had been cleaned out. San Miguel is a city about 500 miles south of McAllen, Texas, that's long attracted tourists and retirees from north of the border. The victim's personal banker, an English-speaking woman named Marcella Taylor, stopped all correspondence after millions of dollars went missing. Of course, Monex blamed Taylor, making a criminal complaint against her. It's been arguing with clients, though, how much cash should be returned. Many settled with the bank, often for much less than they believed were held in those accounts. Some also did try to get cash to pay bills. Others figured suing a Mexican bank would result in a best of Pyrrhic victory in which legal fees chew up much of the settlement. But one family is suing, and it's for big money. Jim and his brother Ken Carger not only declined Monex's offer for about 60% of their principal in dollars, they're suing and have mounted an internet campaign to draw attention to the case. They want their cash, but they also want to make a point that Mexican banking systems should take responsibility for the actions of employees. So far, they've spent about $150,000 in pursuit of about $1.5 million. Seems like a good trade, right? Well, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, their decision to step back from royal duties and split their time between Britain and Canada is expected to boost Canada's brand abroad and benefit tourism. But will it work? Well, royalty is a big business globally. It's estimated that the British monarchy as a whole contributes about $2.3 billion to the UK economy each year. Last week, Prince Harry and former actress Meghan said that they would reduce their royal duties and spend more time in North America while also becoming financially independent. That sparked a crisis in the British monarchy and led to questions about what it will mean for Canada. Well, it could mean plenty. If the royals take to Canadian products, say they start touting places in Canada to go on vacation or maybe quaff a Le Blatz, hey, it all might matter. The UK royal family remains generally popular in Canada. a former British colony that does retain Queen Elizabeth as its official head of state. Audio equipment giant Bose says it's going to close all of its stores in North America, Europe, Japan, and Australia in the coming months, pointing to the rise of online shopping. The move is expected to result in hundreds of job cuts across 119 outlets, although the Massachusetts-based company will keep about 130 stores open in places that include China and South Korea. Bose says it will now focus on online sales that people are buying without having to try first. You know, things like noise-canceling headphones. Well, it was a big day on Wall Street. As we indicated earlier, the S&P 500 reached new highs, breaking above 3,300 for the first time. The Dow gained 267 points to end the day at 29,279. The NASDAQ advanced by 1% and closed at 93.57 as Microsoft hit record levels and Google parent Alphabet's market cap topped $1 trillion for the first time. And finally, there is this. Men are starting to play by the same rules as women in at least one area of tech. What are they doing? Well, they're resorting to cosmetic procedures to look younger. The Washington Post says the goal of the tech bunch in the Valley are simply not wanting to age. And one San Francisco-based dermatologist said that she has had to turn away men who are too young for injectables and laser work. Just as with women, social media is also playing a role in driving men to such measures. According to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, the number of men using Botox has tripled in the past two decades. Speaking of cosmetics and looking better, we're talking cosmetics next with Kelsey Zeman, who owns two companies, Kelsey Zeman Artistry and KZA Cosmetics. Kelsey is in our small business spotlight, and that story is coming up next.